Okay, welcome to the October 2015 edition of Judson New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published in Dublin, New Hampshire, for the past 80 years. A laugh worth remembering. It seems like yesterday. And here's the story. All my life, well, so far, I've had a tendency to remember laughs better than names. I'm not referring to jokes so much, it's just pure and simple laughter. For instance, one of my most memorable laughs occurred 57 years ago. It was a Saturday morning. I'd been working for Yankee Magazine since the previous Monday. And yes, we often worked on Saturday mornings back then. I was at my desk on the second floor of our office here in Dublin, New Hampshire. Rob Sagendorf, who founded Yankee Magazine 80 years ago and purchased the Old Farmer's Almanac 4 years later, was downstairs in the only bathroom, unmarked, incidentally. At some point, I became aware of an elderly woman's quavering voice crying out from someplace on the first floor, "Hello? Anybody home?" Well, I started down the stairs, but stopped when I realized Rob was taking care of the matter. "Oh, you're Rob Sagendorf," I heard her exclaim. Then a different lady's voice chimed in with, "We've seen you on What's My Line?" And then a third voice added, "And I've got a secret." Those were TV shows back then. Rob was mumbling something I couldn't quite understand as the ladies continued with, "We didn't expect to meet the famous Rob Sagendorf himself this morning. And aren't we the lucky ones?" All in one onslaught of enthusiasm, each voice overlapping the others, I decided I'd better help them out. When I reached the bottom of the stairs, the scene before me was one I'll never forget. There were three nicely dressed elderly ladies standing around Rob, who was sitting down, a weak smile on his face as he looked up at them. Odd, because Rob would not ordinarily remain sitting while ladies in the room were standing. He was always a gentleman in every sense of that old-fashioned word. Unbeknownst to the three ladies, however, Rob was sitting on the toilet. I could see his pants crumpled around his feet, but the newspaper he'd been reading more or less covered his bare knees. The ladies were now wishing to purchase subscriptions to Yankee. So Rob began to write their names and addresses on a small pad he carried on his shirt pocket. At the point where he had to accept their money and make change from his wallet, he took it from his pants pocket lying at his feet. I turned slowly and climbed back up the stairs. My presence would only make matters worse, I decided. Well, about 10 minutes later, Rob trudged up the stairs. I could still hear the happy chatter of the ladies, but now they were outside in the parking lot. Yankee circulation had increased by 3. Rob sat down at his desk and worked in silence for about 10 minutes. I wasn't about to talk about what I'd witnessed, but he'd caught a glimpse of me down there anyway. "You know, Judd," he said finally, "we've got to come up with something for visitors to do around here other than seeing the editor sitting on the john." Then we both laughed until tears ran down our faces. And, you know, that was eventually the beginning of our gift shop, something for visitors to do. And, oh yes, we did put up a sign on the bathroom door, too.